Amber, great excitement, I suppose, for yourselves as the women's national team heading into these two games in Tallaght Stadium. But I suppose for international football in Ireland at the moment, pretty positive results all round at the minute. And I'm sure that gives you a great boost as well.
It does, yeah, of course. Obviously, looking at the under-21s result the last day where they beat, I think, Azerbaijan, was it, in the last minute, and fantastic scenes at the end of the game. And obviously, we take that little bit of encouragement going into our games as well. But also, that's, underlines the bit of pressure that's on us now to perform as well. Other teams are doing it, so we have to step up to the billing as well.
You've been building quite nicely, and I suppose not just last few weeks, not just last few months. You can kind of go back a couple of years to this evolution. There's been a bit of turbulence along the way, but things are all in the right direction now. It's a great time to be involved.
Yeah, it is, and it's a massive honour to be a part of this team and to be part of, the players. And look, you said it yourself, the last three games that we had before Christmas were fantastic results. And again, as you said as well, we've building steadily. But again, at the same time, we're only at the foot of the mountain yet. And, we have to still keep going forward and improving all the time. And, this isn't going to be a thing that, resolves itself in 2 or 3 years. This is going to be a constant thing where we're building all the time to improve. And, initially we've started off very, very well. And we just really, really want to keep that going.
Draw away to the Netherlands, some good games in Portugal as well. Are these some of the biggest results of your career so far?
Yeah, I think so, and I'd say probably the biggest result of my career was probably when Donegal Ladies beat Monaghan in the Ulster final a couple of years ago. Obviously three massive results, but I suppose the Netherlands game stands out obviously because they're European champions. But that's, we're welcoming them to Tallaght in 2 weeks, and they will be gunning for us, and they will be looking to, get themselves back into the group, because look, they still have to go to Norway to get a game as well, so they know that they can't, afford any more slip-ups, and hopefully we'll be raring to go.
Donegal Ladies Gaelic footballers seem to make great soccer players and vice versa.
They do, actually. I think it must be something in the water. It must be something from Davy Jack's running us up and down them hills when we were younger. Now I think that's paid off.
I'm sure, on that note, just briefly, I mean, possible league semi-final for Donegal hopefully in the next few weeks as well, so you'll be edging those girls on too.
Oh yeah, of course. And do you know what, I must commend a lot of the girls, because when I got called into the seniors and with everything, they were the first people to text me to say congratulations. And after the Netherlands game, there was a good few of them that were straight on to me as well to say well done. And in many regards, some of them are my biggest fans and the whole thing, and they obviously want me to do well, but me at the same time, I'm also keeping an eye on how they're getting on. And they had a fantastic result against Kerry at the weekend, and unfortunately for the men's team, they weren't able to keep it going. But look, the ladies team are a fantastic team, and I wish them absolutely all the best for everything, and I really, really hope that they can get up the steps of the Hogan Stand.
It's great for women's sport overall, I suppose. As we mentioned, in Donegal, I suppose, as the specific, that everyone's doing well. And I suppose people talk about sports being in competition with each other, but you can embrace sport. And I suppose one thing with, whether it's women's rugby or yourselves with the women's soccer team, a lot of those national teams have a basis where ladies Gaelic football has been the first sport, and it's good overall for women's sport in Ireland.
Yeah, it is. And I think the role of women in sport is coming in, and it's growing all the time, and it's important that we have these fantastic backgrounds of sport and avenues to extend maybe. And look, the Ladies Gaelic has obviously set a very good platform for the game, and they set the standard a couple of years ago with the involvement with Lidl, and it's something that's done the game absolute wonders. And now we're taking that on with the national team, and look, we are setting a standard for ourselves, and we don't want to drop below that. And thankfully so far so good with us, and we will be hopefully keeping that going in the next 2 weeks.
Not the easiest of groups, Northern Ireland, Norway, the Netherlands and Slovakia, but you've been really keeping your head above water, and probably a bit better than that even, to be fair.
Yeah, I think so. I think if Colin had said you're going to have 7 points by Christmas, we would have taken that with both hands, and thankfully we did. And three massive games, but I think people don't realise the extent of the results either, because you have to remember each game was an away game, and it's very, very hard to go, you know, out of your comfort zone into somebody else's backyard to beat them. And thankfully we did that with Northern Ireland Slovakia, and also the tremendous result against the Netherlands. But now we have to build on that, and we have to, you know, extend on home support really in the next 2 weeks. And you know, as you said, keeping ourselves above water, and I'd ideally like to stay there.
How important is, you know, having an actual basis at home? Like, I mean, if you go back a few years, say, for the Irish women's rugby team, it was always Ashburn they played in. For yourselves, it's Talla Stadium, you know, that everyone knows when the Irish women's team are playing, it's Talla Stadium, and that a focus and a familiarity can be built around that.
Well, I think that's what we need to do with that as well. We want to make it like teams hate coming to Talla because they know they're going to have a game, and that's what we need to establish, that type of fortress there, the way like you look at Ferguson done for years with United, and you know, Old Trafford was, nobody wanted to go to Old Trafford, and we're trying to establish that now with Talla, so that we don't want anybody to say, oh, I can't wait to go to Talla. It's like, don't want to go to Talla because the atmosphere, you know, the pitch, and now you'd have to commend, you know, the facilities at Talla are second to none, and we're very lucky to have that, obviously. But, you know, again, it would be nice if we could get a little full stadium for the two games.
There's been great efforts to get crowds, I suppose. I've been at some of your games there in the last while, you know, getting the school kids there. There's been 1,000 or more at your games. Obviously, there's plenty more seats available and plenty more tickets. And I suppose one of the key things is the tickets aren't going to break the bank either. So a few busloads down from Donegal could be achieved quite easily, perhaps.
Yeah, that's it would be great to get as many people from Donegal down as they could now. They'd probably have to shut the shops for the weekend now to get everybody down. But look, it's, you know, it doesn't matter where anybody's coming from. We just want to get as much support behind us, because I think so far, you know, we've nearly deserved what, you know, the support we're going to get. But at the same time, we have the responsibility now, again, as I said, to keep this going and not to drop our heads or to drop the standards, because if we do that, you know, teams will catch up, and good teams like the Netherlands and Slovakia will pick us off. So we have to keep the standards high and hope that, you know, the crowds come, not just, you know, young girls, young lads, and, you know, adults, everybody coming to see it, because they're not coming, you know, they're not coming to look at the Irish women's team, they're coming to see an Irish team going, hopefully, to the World Cup.
Two games in 4 days at home. Is that a pressure cooker for yourselves, or something you'll embrace?
I think it's something we'll embrace, but it's also pressure. And you know, there's a very good quote that says pressure is a shadow of great opportunity. So we have to take that on again, and it's very important that we don't get, you know, run away with ourselves, and let the whole occasion, you know, take us over and get lost in translation maybe. And look, you can't look at the games, any of the games left, but especially the two games coming up, they are absolutely massive games. And there is an expectation now on us, and there is a bit of pressure. Of course there's going to be pressure, but now we have to deal with that. You know, we have to roll up the sleeve and we say, right, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And, you know, there's a lot of the girls are, you know, professional footballers, and there's a lot of girls are amateur footballers. So it's nearly that, you know, we have to look after ourselves in that regard too, because the likes of me and Leanne aren't used to playing in front of these massive crowds either, because we don't get them in the National League the way, you know, maybe the other the professional players are used to. So, but I know them girls will be tremendous in that regard as well.
Are you on the cusp of making history? Sorry, you're on the cusp of making history. Is that a pressure on your shoulders, or something that rests easy?
To be honest, it's not really something we've considered yet. We're just, and again, it's such a cliche, but we are taking one game at a time. And, you know, there's a lot of talk with the Netherlands, but, you know, our sole focus is on Slovakia, and we haven't looked past that since.
Well, all the best in that preparation. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.